Can we talk a bit about your father then?
Yeah.
What was your father's name?
Nathan.
And he was born?
He was born in Brumau.
Okay.
He was called Ney. Nobody called him Nathan.
And he was born around, what, 1904? What was his occupation?
My father had a shop in Remney, that's Remney in the valleys, R-H-Y Remney, and he really sold everything apart from sort of food or goods of that nature. Virtually, he was the sort of person who, if you went to him and said, I want a pair of shoes, or I want this, or I want that, he would get it. And on Thursday, in those days, was half day closing. And Thursday was the day that my father would come to Cardiff to go to the various warehouses, all of which really have now virtually disappeared. But there used to be quite large warehouses where my father used to go with a long list of orders for goods for people, that, and he'd try and get them and then take them back the next day. It was close on an hour and a half's journey from Merthyr to Cardiff in those days. The A470 wasn't there. And in holiday times and whenever, I enjoy going with him and going around doing this. Also, my grandparents lived in Cardiff, so after he'd do his work, he'd then visit, the family.
Can we talk a bit more about the shop? What was the address of the shop?
High Street, Romney.
Okay. And can you describe it to me? If you went to the shop, what would you see?
It was a few shops that were joined together. And if you went there in those days, outside you'd sort of see things hanging outside. I don't know, saucepans and fire guards and the sort of things that people bought then. I can remember as well that he used to sell bits of leather for people to repair their own shoes. So they'd actually choose a piece of leather and then they'd cut it to the shape of the shoes and tack it in. Virtually sold anything. He also had around the corner from there a little garage. Well, you can just about call it a garage. It wasn't much more than a tin hut with a couple of petrol pumps outside. And again, in the holidays or weekends, I used to help serve petrol and squirt some oil, you know, and I think he sold a bit of sand and cement and goodness knows what.